Hello, Sonny.
Hello, Yahias.
Sonny, I understand you're kicking off with African football.
Yahias, the 30th Africa Cup of Nations football tournament kicks off January 17th in Equatorial Guinea. The host country will play Congo Brazzaville in the opening match in the port city of Bata. In the day's second match, also in Bata, Gabon will go against Burkina Faso. Our VOA football fans will remember Gabon co-hosted the 2012 Nations Cup tournament with Equatorial Guinea, while Burkina Faso lost to Nigeria 1-0 in the 2013 Nations Cup final in Johannesburg. Our African football guru in Johannesburg, David Legg, has been analyzing the previous head-to-head matchups for the various teams in next month's tournament. And David joins us again this evening for a look at Group A.
Yes, Sonny, what's interesting, first of all, is that Group A, which consists of Congo, Brazzaville, Equatorial Guinea, Gabon, and Burkina Faso, they have never played each other. So in other words, all six fixtures in that group will be first fixtures between the respective countries. And the other interesting thing about Group A is that essentially it is a Central African championship because you've got Gabon, Equatorial Guinea, and Congo Brazzaville all from that region. And the only outsiders, so to speak, are Burkina Faso. And that's unusual, Sonny, that you have that many Central African teams in the Africa Cup of Nations and also that they're all in the same group. In Group B, three of the six fixtures have got some history to them. First of all, let's look at Zambia against Democratic Republic of Congo. They met twice way back in 1974. It was the final of that competition. It ended in a 2-2 draw. And in the only final that's been replayed in the history of the African Cup of Nations, the Democratic Republic of Congo, who were then known as Zaire, won by 2-0. And that tournament, incidentally, was played in Egypt. There's quite a history between Zambia and Tunisia. They've met four times, and I'm afraid not good news for all our Zambian listeners. Tunisia have won two of the matches, and the other two have been drawn. Another little worry is that when Tunisia won their two matches, they scored four goals on each occasion. So Zambia, you could say, will be very much out for revenge when they play the Tunisians in a match that could well decide who wins Group B. Tunisia and the DR Congo, they've also met before, three times. And here again, the advantage very much historically with the Tunisians. They've won two of those games and the other is drawn. So if anybody thinks that the Tunisians are favorites for Group B, those thoughts are certainly backed up by statistics. On, Sonny, to Group C, this is the group of death, or in my humble opinion, one of the two groups of death. It features Ghana, Senegal, Algeria, and South Africa. Many people will probably think South Africa are the outsiders in this group, despite their good form in the qualifiers. But the interesting thing is that South Africa have never lost to any of their three rivals in previous Cup of Nations. They've beaten and drawn with Algeria. They've beaten Ghana twice and drawn once. And they've drawn once with Senegal. So cause, I suppose, therefore, some optimism for Bafana Bafana ahead of this really tremendous group. One in which I still feel Sonny's going to have a lot of drawn games. I wouldn't be surprised if a team getting even 4 points could well qualify from this group. And then we go on to Group D, and the statistic here that really stood out for me was Cameroon against Ivory Coast. They have met seven occasions before in the competition, going right back to 1970 when Cameroon won 3-2. Now, given the rivalry between these two countries and the strength of them, I would have expected it to be a very close head-to-head situation. But it's not, Sonny. In fact, Cameroon have won five of the previous seven meetings, and the other two ended in draws. So a distinct advantage there for Cameroon. And, of course, also a reminder to our listeners that in the qualifiers for 2015, the countries also met. Cameroon had a decisive 4-1 victory in Yaoundé, and then held on pretty impressively for a goalless draw with 10 men in Abidjan. So I think you could say advantage Cameroon as far as that pairing. Other interesting things, Sonny, normally in the 16-nation Africa Cup of Nations finals, you find that there's a reasonably even number of French and English-speaking countries, but not on this occasion. 11 of the 16 finalists are French-speaking countries. Only three are English-speaking. They're Ghana, South Africa, and Zambia. There is one Portuguese-speaking country, that's Cape Verde, and one Spanish, in fact, the only Spanish-speaking country in Africa, and that's the host nation, Equatorial Guinea. And also, what's a little unusual is the regional breakdown of the 16 finalists. You've got seven from West Africa, no real surprise there. But you've got an unusually large number from Central Africa, that's five. North Africa's got only two. They would, of course, have had three if Morocco had not been disqualified as hosts. And Southern Africa, that's Zambia and South Africa, they've got two each. So the surprise there really that North Africa have only got two and Central Africa have got five. Also, if you look at the qualifying rounds compared to the finals, we've got three repeats. We're going to have Cape Verde against Zambia, and they beat each other in the qualifiers. We've got, as I previously mentioned, Cameroon and Cote d'Ivoire resuming hostilities. And we also got Gabon against Burkina Faso. They'll be in Group A, and Gabon won at home and threw away in the qualifying phase.
Thanks for that in-depth Nations Cup analysis, David. That's our African football guru, David Legg, speaking with us once again from Johannesburg, South Africa.
Ebola virus named after a river in Congo, where the disease was first discovered in 1977. It spread through direct contact with the blood of an infected person, through contact with needles, and other infected objects of persons, and also contact with infected animals, possibly by eating infected meat. Symptoms of Ebola include fever, headache, joints and muscle pain, followed by vomiting and severe diarrhea, rashes, internal and external bleeding. Ebola has no cure. Infected person must be isolated, or infection may spread to others. If you know anyone exhibiting the Ebola symptoms, do not wait. Ensure that person is taken to the nearest hospital for tests to be done. So let us all take action now. Africa.
From Liberia to Nigeria.
From Guinea to Sierra Leone. Take precaution. Be safe. Be your mama, papa, brother or sister. Take precaution and be safe. God bless Africa. Africa. We are project.
Thank you, George Weah. Just ahead on the sunny side of sports, Marco Uma will tell us about how Olympic athletes from Egypt and Tunisia have received awards.
In Olympic news, Tunisian Meriem Cherni Mizouni received the International Olympic Committee's Women and Sports World Trophy in Monaco. She was the first Tunisian female Olympian in 1976. The accolade is in recognition of her contribution to the promotion of women in sports in Tunisia. Staying in Monaco, Egypt's Aya Mahmoud Medani received the International Olympic Committee's Trophy for Africa. She is a three-time Olympian in modern pentathlon, having first competed at the Olympic at the tender age of 15. Upon retiring, she has made a significant contribution towards the introduction of biathlon in Egyptian schools and worked to raise funds for equipment to enable women and girls participate in sports while also pursuing their formal education.
I'm Shegu Adeyemi, coming to you all the way from Lagos, Nigeria. Weekends are for sports. Nightline Africa Sports, that is. And every Sunday, I'll give you highlights of the top sports stories of the past week and the weekend. Nightline Africa Sports from the Voice of America. Let the games begin.
We got the game on.
This is for the world.
In pro basketball news, the Golden State Warriors are off to a golden start this NBA season. The Warriors beat the visiting Houston Rockets Wednesday night, 105-93, for their 14th straight victory. Golden State also improved its league-best record to 19 wins and 2 losses and helped new head coach Steve Kerr carve out a slice of NBA history. Kerr became the first rookie coach to win 19 of his first 21 games. Some of our VOA basketball fans might remember when Steve Kerr was a sharp-shooting guard in the NBA, and he also experienced success as a player. The 49-year-old Kerr won 3 NBA championships with the Chicago Bulls and 2 more titles with the San Antonio Spurs. The Los Angeles Clippers have also been playing some very good basketball lately. The Clippers beat the host Indiana Pacers Wednesday night, 103-96, for their 9th consecutive victory. The Clippers will try to make it 10 in a row here in Washington Friday night when they take on my beloved Washington Wizards. The Wizards, waving their wands Wednesday night, beat the Orlando Magic 91-89.